We worship you, Jesus, for all that you are, Lord. Glorify your name. Praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your blood. We thank you for your obedience, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you are. For all that we are in you, Jesus, right here at this moment. We receive all that you are, Jesus. We are all that you are, Jesus. We are all that you are, Lord. We've tasted of your wine. We've drunk of your milk, Jesus. We've been born again, Lord. Our soul has been filled with abundance, Jesus. We magnify your name and we praise you. We worship you, Lord. Let's do that first song, Love, 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 Matt, please. In a little bit. So, Father, I thank you so much for my friends that are here together, Father, to honor you with their hearts, Father, through worship. We honor you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, that we've been adorned with perfection, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, that your Spirit tonight will touch the lives of many. Touch the lives of many tonight, Lord. So we worship you. We praise you, Father. Glorify your name. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. So I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. And I thank you in advance. I worship you in advance for the work, for the love that you will display tonight, Lord. I thank you in advance, my Lord, my God, my King, my friend, my soft answer and my wisdom. I thank you, Lord, that every single need will be met tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Be seated real quietly, my friends. Shh, real quietly. Bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. Shh. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Worship you, Lord. Just a few minutes. I'm going to hand the mic over. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here tonight. God's going to meet your need tonight, my friends. And that's who He is. That's what He does. He's more than your God. He's your Father. And He loves you and cares about you so much. Amen? He loves you and cares about you so much, regardless of yesterday. Regardless of what you feel about yourself, according to His word, you're super victorious. You might not feel victorious, but according to His word, which is all that really matters, you are victorious. You've been born again, my friend. You're not a wimp. You're a strong, courageous soldier, the Almighty God. Regardless of what you feel about yourself or your circumstance, 1 John says, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Whether you feel like it or not, your soul, if you're born again, your soul has been filled with abundance. Regardless if you feel weak, you are strong. It doesn't matter what we feel. All that matters is His Word. It's alive, it's holy, and it's undefiled. It's pure than the purest of gold. It's refined. What it says about me and you is all that matters. Nothing else matters. You hear me? Nothing else matters but what His Word says about me and you. He's your Father. He's my Father. He's your King. He's my King. And if He's a King, which indeed He is, then that makes me royalty. I have everything that my Father has. He's all that you need, my friend. You need nothing else in this world. There's no young man, no young woman, money, cars, houses. Nothing can complete you the way Jesus Christ can. Nothing else matters. But the risen Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. So let me serve you a notice right now that all you need is Him. That's all that me and you need is Him. It's an ongoing, consistent relationship with this one man named Jesus Christ. Amen. You need nothing else in this world. Nothing else in this world but Him. You have been born again. Christ abides in you. All you need is Him. All you need is that time of intimacy with Him through the Word, through tongues, through meditation, through fastings, whatever it may be. That's all we need is Him. It's to rub shoulders with Him intimately. To love Him. To wake up in the morning and lift up our hands and to worship the risen Savior. That's why we live, my friends. We've been created. We've been created to love and honor Him with all our hearts. Amen. That's why we live. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters but our relationship with Him. And He is not an experiment, my friends. He is a lifestyle. That's why so many are hurt and battered and bruised. Because to them, without even knowing, Christ has been an experiment. He's not an experiment, my friends. He is an absolute lifestyle. He is a lifestyle. And there's one thing that we teach you in this church. And I'm not a very smart individual. I graduated with 17 F's my senior year. And I had auto mechanics for 4 periods and still got 17 F's. But I do know enough to know that that word reigns supreme. It's on the floor. That's why I'm pointing over there. I do know enough that that word is all that I need. I do know enough. So that in itself makes me wise. Knowing that the ways of God externally need to be in me internally to allow me to walk according to His plan. So tonight you're going to be blessed, my friends. The same respect that you show me every Sunday night, I expect you tonight. And you will, because the presence of God is here to show this lady, Donna Roberson, the same respect. She's anointed of God. She has a great testimony. And open up your ears and your hearts just to hear the voice of the Lord this evening. Amen. So, Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that every ear is open. Hearts are open, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name, no distractions, Father. No distractions. Angels of God, take your place at every corner of this church. Push back every force of darkness that would come to hinder or disturb the service, Father. We speak your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. The peace of God abides in this place. The presence and the power of God abides in this place. And I say and I thank you, Lord, that right here, right now, your anointing, your power, your love, and your virtue will touch every single person in this church tonight. So, Father, I praise you. I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Miss Donna Roberson, come on up, please. Let's give her a nice round of applause, everybody.
That's what we need, a lot of strength in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Just want you to know it's a privilege to be here, an honor. Glad to see so many of you here. God's good, isn't He? Now, all you adults, the old folks like me, maybe 30, 40 and older. I guess after you're 35, you're not youth anymore, are you? Turn around and look. This is our future. Hallelujah. At home, I'm always trying to encourage our young people because you really are our future. And most of you, if you're starting this young, you're not as messed up as I was. I was a accident waiting for a place to happen all my life. So, Father, I just thank you for your word tonight. I thank you that it cannot and will not return void. Each and every person will receive what they need to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I don't know. Actually, I really don't know any of his background. I know that it's not always easy to walk the fine line and follow the Lord. Some of you have had a lot to contend with, and some of you have had it pretty easy, and it's just the pull of the world that's on you. But God's good. I know You hear the testimony sometimes, or they'll tell you, I used to be a witch. I was a black arts Satan worshiper. I didn't wake up wanting to be a witch. I used to have prophetic dreams when I was younger, and my uncle used to accuse me of being weird and being a witch. And he joined a religious group that never wanted their new nature to change. So I found out when I glared at him and told him I was going to put a hex on him, he'd scream and run out of the room. So it really started with trying to get the abuse to stop. You know, I thought the devil was my friend. See, given background, a lot of people that are hurting, destitute, they'll turn to anything supernatural for help. That's what I did. Because most of the ones I saw in Christianity at that time, if I'd have found a place where love flowed like it does here, it could have changed my whole life. But I didn't meet anybody back in those days, and I didn't really look for anybody. You know, you don't when you're a kid. And my mom was an alcoholic, so she wasn't looking either. She was raised Catholic. And when my dad ran out on her, she got shunned. So she just drank more and drank more. So by the time I was 4 years old, she was a mess. And she sold me to help make ends meet. So back then I was worth $200. Now I'm worth a whole lot more because Jesus paid a high price for me. Amen. They'd have drunken parties all the time, and I'd hide behind doors to escape men because I had real long curly hair, and that's how it would start. Where's that little girl with all that curly hair? And the next thing I know, I'd be being molested. Some of you have endured some of these things. Grandpa came and got us when I was 6 on my birthday. Thought it was so awesome. And we didn't have toys or anything like that. He could make a checkerboard square and made checkers out of a broom handle. I thought that was so neat. That was in November, and by Christmas he was molesting me. So I didn't trust anybody. And when my mom caught him, she whipped me. Whipped me pretty hard. And I said, why'd you whip me for? When I was older, I asked her that. She said, well, I wanted to make him quit. I said, why didn't you lay him out? That's what I'd have done. When I was 15, I got pregnant, trying to escape. So I jumped out of the skillet into the fire. But he ran out. And then I had everybody trying to get me to give up my son. When my mom was in a drunken rage when he was 2 months old, she tried to kill him. He wasn't even that old, actually. She's going to throw him out of the crib. I just wanted something to love. By the time I was 20, I was already divorced once. Had already lived with another guy once. And I became a witch. And a lot of people think this stuff isn't real, but it is. I used to send out demons to destroy people. I'd sit there and meditate on him, on Satan, till my room would fill up with a black mist. I guess that would be the counterfeit for the Shekinah glory. I could sit there and agree with my sister, who was also a witch, just like we agree, two or more agree. I would agree with my sister. And one time my stepdad was being real brutal. You know, he'd threaten us with crowbars every time we tried to leave the house. He was drunk. And I'd take pot shots at him with a .22. I wasn't trying to hurt him. I was a good shot. If I wanted to, I would have shot him. Sheriffs were called on me. They parked in a dip, and I didn't know they were there, and I shot over their head. He said, if whoever's shooting this gun needs to stop. And he said, were you doing it? And I go, oh, no, sir. All these shells laying around my feet. It's not me. It's hard to believe people were raised that rough sometimes. But some of you have seen a little bit of violence. I mean, my stepdad was brutal. He beat me pretty bad, even right after I had my baby. And I wouldn't cry. I used to freak him out, so I'd make a point not to cry. So he'd, you know, I smoked back then. I was a regular smokestack. Started smoking when I was 6. And I'd smoke, and you know, when you, I don't know if any of you have ever smoked, but you know, if you suck on it real hard, the flame will get that long on it. And I told him, I said, "Are you done yet?" And it made him so mad, it enraged him so bad, he put it out on my arm. And I started laughing. You can sear yourself. You can remove yourself from pain. That's what I did. Because I didn't want to give him ever any sign of weakness. When I was 14, my mom tried to stab me once. Always when they were drunk. I determined nobody would ever touch my kids that way. Nobody. But you can't be everywhere all the time. And later they got molested. I'm sad to say I wasn't a very good light. When I started practicing witchcraft, a lot of things come in my life that shouldn't have been in there. You know, they still sacrifice animals. They still sacrifice humans when they can get by with it. Voodoo is practice all over. I practice it. Took a picture of my daughter's dad, and I stuck 3 pins through his chest and hung him with a hangman's noose, and he collapsed in a phone booth. I was convinced by Satan I was special. See, he'll groom you just like the Lord wants to groom us for him. I had a lot of prophetic dreams back in those days, but the enemy tried to pervert all of it. Some of you have giftings that the Lord wants to use, and I'd like to encourage you tonight not to let the enemy pull you away. Some of you have had witchcraft in your family background for generations. We had it in ours. They practiced it a lot in Europe. And even now, I call them the, you know, in the New England state, it's supposed to be the elite of witchcraft. They have doctors and lawyers, and I used to tease them, and I said, and all the Indian chiefs used to consult with them. They come against our leaders, and there's people in government offices, there's congressmen and senators that actually consult with witches. They want to win. If people don't believe it's true, look at the condition our country's in. It is saturated with innocent blood. Every abortion that was legalized is murder. And I can't think of anything sadder than the children that's being killed today that way. It's forgivable, but our country's saturated with innocent blood. The runaways, there's a lot of runaways, I don't know if any of you know that are held captive in certain cults and places, and they breed them like animals and they sacrifice their babies. People would rather hide from this kind of knowledge than do anything about it, and prayer would change it. Making a stand for what's right would change it. Now, what absolutely changed me is right in the middle of practicing all this stuff, Jesus appeared to me in a dream. To be real honest with you, it kind of freaked me out. So when I got up that day, I told my sister, I said, I met somebody last night that has more power than who we're serving. And she said, oh really, who's that? I said, Jesus. He came after me last night and held his hand out, and I took it. His eyes were so full of love, I couldn't bear it, because I've never been really loved. See, my mom used to tell me I was the most repulsive kid she ever had. She said, I never liked to hold you. Didn't like to look at you. You're fat. You're ugly. You're stupid. Any of you ever been told that? You're stupid. You'll never amount to nothing. It's not true. It's not true. I have a paper in here that'll show you even what's been practiced against our leaders. You know, when I got born again, to me it was the greatest day in my life. I thought, man, I found somebody finally that loves me unconditional. Somebody that'll never turn their back on me. No man can steal it from me. And they still, I mean, Satan is good at what he does. He got me in a church that wouldn't let me join. And you know, not because I practiced witchcraft. It's because I was divorced. Ultra, ultra holiness. Meaner than snakes, most of them. That's when I learned that Satan's really everywhere. If you're in a place that's condemning you and won't forgive you, now there's one thing of being disciplined or consequences for actions that we have, but it's a whole total difference to be totally rejected and not allowed to ever come back. There's people that qualified to be elders in the church that were never allowed to be because they made a mistake. And most of them, when you talk to them, it was the mistakes they made before they were ever born again. And they didn't let them qualify. Well, God qualifies you. That's what I love about him. See, they couldn't stop me. So then Satan tried other tactics. Cancer, chemical poisoning, all these things, and I'm still here. Got stopped. A guy really tried to stop me with a 3/4-ton pickup as a pedestrian. Got hit by one of those. Don't mind telling you, it hurts. It didn't hurt that day. Hurt the next day. I had a headache so bad for 10 days I'd vomit. Yet they never x-rayed my head, and my face was black all the way down to my lips. Shattered my wrist in over 200 pieces. Mushroomed out of the joint. Snapped my knee in two. Chipped my hip. Had a big concussion. Messed up my short-term memory for a long time. That's why I called everybody honey. Couldn't remember their name. They just thought I was real affectionate. Hi, honey. Hi, honey. How you doing, honey? He's tried his best to eliminate me, but, you know, I'm pretty stubborn. Pretty stubborn. And I'm hoping all of you are, that you can overcome every obstacle that the enemy, because like he said earlier, greater is he that lives in you than he that's in the world. That love relationship with Jesus will change your whole life. I have 4 children that I love, 5 grandchildren that I adore. 2 of them living with me. I get excited because they're serving God. My grandchildren. I was a lousy mom because I didn't know what I was doing. It's sad what the devil does to you. Then he'll turn around and just beat you to death with all the mistakes you ever made. See if I can find my little paper here. You know, you make a mistake and he'll tell you over and over again, you'll never be good enough to serve God. You'll never do this. You'll never do that. You'll never do anything. Here we go. I'm going to let you pass this around when I'm done. Because you need to see it. I had pulled it off the internet. Because what you do for your country now will shape it. And I said, we pray for the president we have now. But I actually got a letter one time about him from a woman from Egypt. She's a doctor. She had to flee her own country and from her own husband when she became a Christian. He put a mark out on her to kill her because she left being a Muslim. You know, people don't think these things go on. She's helping a man now that's converting Muslims, and they've got over a $7 million hit on him. But she sent me a letter, and I was allowed to read it. And she said, please. She said, your people are deceived. She said, I understand the language. And she said, the president that you're voting for, the one that you're voting for that's running for the presidency, she said, he's not a Christian. He's really a Muslim. And she said, don't vote for him. She said, I understand the language, and all the financial support he needs is coming from our country over there. And we still voted him in. If people really studied it, they hate Christians. There was a deal sent out from England for the Muslims there that sent it out and said, if you don't want to see another 9/11, you better quit. America's our country, and we need to protect it. And one of the biggest things that's changing it and defiling it really is witchcraft. Satan's good at what he does. He'll use religion. He'll use cults. He'll use all these things. See, color should never matter about anything. It only should matter as if you're a new creation. Amen? Nothing else should matter. One of the most popular bookstores in this country put out over 100,000 voodoo dolls against our president. You can order them over the internet with anybody's face on it you want. It's creepy. But that's not the only kind of witchcraft that's going out. I know kids 6 and under that are getting kits from the Harry Potter movies to learn how to do incantations and cast spells. They think it's a game at first, but they get hooked into it. It's terrible. Now they got some movie series out about some stupid vampires. Now, there is real ones, in case you didn't know. But they just stick a knife in your jugular right there, and they really do drink your blood. A lot of those movies there's a spirit released with them, and it weakens your defense with the Lord. You can't serve two masters, no matter how hard you try. The Lord said if you're lukewarm, he'd spew you out of his mouth. I like Charmed, I'm sure. You know, the deception's there. All these good-looking witches. Most of them aren't that good-looking, trust me. And they're going to marry demons and convert demons. Demons don't even have a conscience. They don't have a soul. What's the matter with these people? Yet kids are buying into it. I've got my spirit. Guys, I talked to a 16-year-old girl down in Louisiana. I have my spirit guide. And I said, yeah, and he's going to hold your hand all the way into hell and laugh at you after you're in there. She had an altar built to Satan upstairs in her bedroom, and here her mom's a spirit-filled Christian allowing that garbage in her house. Both of them needed their hiney whipped. She said, well, I'm scared my daughter will run away. And I said, better to send her to hell then, huh? I said, you go tear that thing down and get rid of it. You're the parent. Anyway, she got mad at me too. But truth is truth. This stuff will send you to hell. The only spirit you should be listening to is the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of truth. And if you don't know him, and if you're not full of him, and you don't speak in tongues, come up afterward and we'll get you filled. He's an amazing God. Jesus is amazing. And he is trying so hard to pull people out of this stuff. I just enlightened Canada about witchcraft. They were appalled. And I said, if you don't start praying for your leadership, you don't start praying for your cities, you don't start praying daily, it'll take you out. And it starts with the lust of the flesh. That's what Satan works on. That's what he banks on. You got a weakness for something, he'll make it real tempting for you. And then he'll destroy you. He'll come against your mind so hard and sear your conscience, you don't know how to stop it. Jesus is the only one that can stop him. And I was about up to my eyeballs in this stuff. I know it works. I know it works. I could astral project. I could go tell people what they were talking about, the clothes they were wearing. Used to freak them out. Some people can send their human spirits to listen in. Then there's familiar spirits that will report everything. There's every kind of demon you can think of. We have ministering angels. He's got ministering demons. And he uses them. Why do you think addictions are so hard? Satan's a drug addict, for God's sakes. He's a pervert. He's a homosexual. He's all these things. Everybody thinks it's their idea. No, it's not. Little devil sitting on your shoulder. Go ahead. It's okay. Sure. Go ahead. It's acceptable now, socially. I mean, our leaders have sold us out, basically, in that arena. I think that's what caused Bush to lose his credibility a lot of times, because when the Wiccans wanted to become a sanctioned religion the first time around, he said no. Second time around, he yielded to it because of they had enough money to back him up. That makes them lose their credibility as a Christian, doesn't it? When you sanction witchcraft. And all this is a blanket over our country, and it's a blanket over you. All right, in Deuteronomy 18, 10 and 12, it says, I'll just go ahead. You can just write these scriptures down and look it up later if you want to. It says, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or the use of divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or wizards, or a necromancer, black arts, satanic worshipers. Now, I come out of a lot of that. You could cast spells. People could be mesmerized by other people. Have you seen some people that just think they're so in love they can't breathe nearly? And then one day somebody's praying for them. Thank God they had a godly parent. And all of a sudden they look at them. I don't know what I ever saw in them. I didn't know they were so degenerative. Ooh, what a creep. Or a creepette, if you're a girl. Or all of a sudden, you just got to have some pot or some drugs or some alcohol. All of a sudden, you just know you got to try it. No, you don't. If you want to get high on the Holy Spirit. That's the best high ever. It says in here, or a charmer, a consulter with familiar spirits, and that's how a lot of your psychics operate. Now, I like my encounters with them. I know how to upset their little carts. Because with one of them, I went up and got a hold of her hand and I said, no, here. She was a fortune teller. I said, let me tell you your future. I grabbed a hold of her hand, locked in on her. And I said, there's somebody greater than who you're serving. And I said, and if you don't stop what you're doing, you'll go to hell. And he'll laugh at you because you had every opportunity to serve the living God and you chose the devil. And she's pulling her hand away from me and I said, no, I'm not done. I said, you want to read palms? This is what's going to happen. I said, he will come in and he'll start destroying your mind, your will, and your emotions. I said, you'll never succeed. I said, because the devil will turn around and destroy you before it's over. Amen? So by then, she's really squirming, about to tip her chair over, and I let go. I used to have a pretty good grip. Then she packed up all her stuff and left that big flea market. I guess it shook her up. It should have. See, all these things aren't games. Demons come in through Ouija boards. My sister used to could get it to bounce all over the place. Spell out names, different things, without touching it. Just touch it at first and then pretty soon all over. We thought it was funny back then. I could gaze at a candle and just gaze and meditate on it and start seeing people's faces that I wanted to destroy and do it. Didn't need a crystal ball. Some of them are summoning the dead. They think they're really just summoning familiar spirits that are imitating their loved ones. Because once you're dead, you're either going to wake up in heaven or hell. There's not going to be coming back to warn your loved ones. So if anybody has ever appeared to you and said, they lied, they didn't know any better. It says, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And that includes horoscopes. I can remember the day when they'd say, oh, wow, what sign are you? I'm a Scorpio, and I'm this, and I'm that. You're in trouble. It doesn't matter. Now, I used to tell them, now I'm just a... They come up, oh, I'm a Scorpio. And I said, well, I'm a born-again Christian. What are you, again? Then some lady, there's an old cult and come out of Europe that's called the Druids. They put spells out. They sacrificed animals. They had sex orgies. All these things. And I went to work in a place and this lady told me, I'm a Druid. And I said, and I'm a born again Christian. And I grabbed her hand and shook it. Hi, Druid. And the power of God hit her like that. She quit the next day. Had worked there for 3 years. She didn't want to change. And I don't try to scare them that way. I'd really like them to get born again. I think the most interesting experience I had really was with a Muslim. Somebody had wired me some money when my niece got killed. And I went to pick it up. And he said, go over there and fill out a paper. So I went to the machine. And when I come back, I didn't see him anywhere. He was down on his little mat on the floor praying. So I was patient. You know, I waited. Then when he got up, he said, well, that's too much money. I'll have to write you a check. I said, okay, or get you a check. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'll just have my friend deposit it. Mary Corbett was with me. Now, you know Mary, she wouldn't lie. Neither would I. But it was so funny when he handed me the check and I just got a hold of it like that. He started convulsing all over the place and he couldn't let go of the check. And I'm like, oh my God. And I grabbed his wrist like this and pulled my check out. I didn't want him to tear it. She said, what was that all about? And I said, well, I'm pretty sure it was the devil. So see, that's the only thing that's going to change this planet, really. Is for us to worship God, for us to get serious about the Lord, and to have an anointing come in our life so strong it shakes those devils up. Amen? God is good. And He will enforce you. He will help you. He will give you wisdom. I mean, I don't just, you know, don't go to an insane asylum and think you're going to go to the criminally insane first right off the bat. Start with the other devils first. Work your way up. Well, if you really believe it, go for it. But I'm telling you, Jesus will support you when you make a stand. He'll come in and He'll strengthen you. And He'll give you the courage that you need to face these things. He loves you. Now, in the New Testament, in Galatians, it says, "Oh, foolish Galatians." Now, see, I tease them in Tulsa. I tell them, "Oh, foolish Tulsanians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" Today I would tell you, O foolish nation, who has bewitched you? Who told you it was okay to practice witchcraft? Who told you it's okay to live like Sodom and Gomorrah? Who told you it's okay to murder babies? And who told you it was okay to worship false gods? O foolish nation, why are you believing these lies? Now see, I put this letter out over the internet. I really do stand for what I believe in, and I believe Jesus is greater than the devil. I believe he's always going to be. I believe if we want the truth, we'll find it. I believe that every problem we have, if we trust him, he can solve it. I believe no matter how many mistakes we've made, he still loves us and he still wants us to be free. I believe, and that's what matters. See, I believe. Doesn't mean I'm accepted everywhere I go. It doesn't mean everybody wants to hear me, but Jesus is sending me anyway. And if sometimes if I go in a place, if one person grabs what I'm saying and gets free, it's worth it. It's worth it. This morning he touched on praying for our country, and I have that in here too. It said, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." See, and when young people are praying, I think that thrills God more than anything. When young people sell out to Jesus, I think it's one of the most awesome things I ever saw. I think it's wonderful that so many of you young people are here tonight, for whatever reason. I thank God for the day that I was born again. And then the next round I went, I got filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and I was excited. I was excited because I knew I didn't have to let go of any of this unless I wanted to. That nobody could take it from me ever, no matter how rough it got at home, no matter how bad it got in my marriage. They couldn't take Jesus away from me. And he would love me unconditionally. He's just that kind of God. Now in here is a picture, and I printed it off the internet. And maybe we'll just set it on that back table so people can, you can view it when you leave. It's President Bush with a bunch of voodoo pins sticking out of him. And we wonder why our country's in trouble. So I'll set that on the table and y'all can look at it, because it's real and it's happening all the time here, and there's every kind of witchcraft you can think of, and it really does influence you. If you're not aware of what the Word has to say, the devil can deceive you on every corner. The biggest thing I could tell any of you is to dig in. The younger you are, the better. And start worshiping God like you mean it. The ones that I've seen in here today, I've been so impressed with the ones that I've seen you come up and worship and love on the Lord. Never be ashamed of him, and he'll never be ashamed of you. See, I had to walk behind my family when I was pregnant with my son. I was a shame and an embarrassment to the family. I wasn't allowed to walk with them. Jesus will never be ashamed of you. And he will always love you, no matter how big the mistakes have been. New age things that are out there now, the ultimate powers and, you know, Buddha's going to heaven and all that garbage. It's not true. Don't believe a lie. Jesus is the truth. It's the only truth that you can bank on. He will heal you. He will restore you. He will set your feet on a path if you trust Him, and it won't be shaken. It doesn't matter how young you are. You can lay hands on people and they'll be healed. You can cast out devils. It doesn't matter your age. Sometimes I'd rather have some of the young people with me when I'm casting out devils than I would the older ones. Older ones have a tendency to scream and run. Young ones are brave and adventurous. But God loves you. He just wants to touch your life. He wants your heart. He doesn't expect you to be perfect overnight. If you make a mistake, just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start over again. I've only had to do that maybe 1,000 times. He loves you. He loves you. I'd like to pray for every one of you tonight, that you get a touch from the Lord if you want it, so you can go on to that next place. Some of you just really need more of Him. The joy of the Lord should be your strength, and I know some of you have it pretty hard. The enemy wants to steal your joy, steal your peace, and when you start looking for it in all the wrong places, it backfires. You know, I tell people all the time, I go to movies, but if my grandkids can't watch them, I don't either. And I used to be just blood and gore. The freakier, the more demonic, the better I liked it. I didn't get scared very easy, not even when I got shot at. Bullet missed my head that far and went through the wall. I just asked the guy, I said, can I move over so it doesn't hit the kids? Freaked him out. Of course, enough, if they really wanted to know, my knees did knock a little bit when I seen the hole go through the wall. But more out of fear that it was going to hit one of the kids than it was hitting me. I've tried to commit suicide twice. Thank God I failed both times. Thought about suicide when I was 14. I was getting ready to slash my wrist with a razor, and Mom and them walked in unexpected. So I didn't succeed there either. It's pretty sad when we lose young people. We just had one young boy that I heard of just last week. I think he was only 14 and he hung himself. See, the devil wants to destroy you. He's not your friend. The drugs aren't your friend. Alcohol's not your friend. And no matter how in love you think you are with somebody, wait, it's better. I can tell you all these things because I've tried them all. I've done drugs. I've done alcohol. Swore I'd never be like my mom, and the next thing I know, I'm drinking so much. Really hurt a lot of people. But He still forgave me. And I'll tell everybody how good Jesus is till the day I die. He's healed me of cancer, so I know He can heal you of different things. He's healed me of chemical poisoning. They said I'd never walk without a brace after I got hit by that truck. I don't use a brace. Said I'd lose 85% of this wrist, and it's still good. Just looks a little funny. I thought about painting a face on it. He still loves me even though I have tattoos. He loves me though I used to be a witch. Loves me even though I was divorced 4 times. Still loves me, and He still loves you. Amen? Do you love Him? Want more of Him? Sounds like a song, don't it? I love Him. I want more. Never mind. I don't sing. Thank you, Jesus. Can I pray for you? come over and hug Candy. I just saw this tremendous, tremendous amount of love flowing through you. And compassion is going to be one of your greatest gifts. So lift your hands. You ready? Lord, I just thank you for him. I thank you that you have ordered his footsteps. And Lord, I thank you that more compassion flows through him than ever before. So release your glory in him. Now you take a deep breath. Jesus, release it in him now. Give him more. More. Ah, yeah. He's doing some work in you. I actually see him going through your system. So you're going to see some good changes physically, mentally, emotionally. So get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. You love him, don't you? A lot. Just lift your hands. Oh, I got you up here. Lord, I just thank you for him. It is so neat what I'm seeing. I just see the Lord swirling around you like this. Just almost like a little tornado going around you. And he's just so happy with you. He so loves how you love him. So are you ready for more? Lord, release your glory in him. And bring him over to that place he needs. Now take a deep breath. Jesus, release it in him now. And give him more. Oh, more. 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 And break every mindset that tells him he can't succeed, because you can. You'll see. God's got a plan for you. And he hasn't changed his mind. Hallelujah. I love people. I love young people. What I'd like to do is just call you up if you want a touch from God. If there's thing that needs to be broken off of you, if there's a healing you need in your emotions, any of these things, he wants to touch you so you can go on. So please, come up if you need prayer. Come on up. Some of you have been hurt. Some of you have been rejected. The Lord loves you. He wants to heal you. He wants to restore you. And he wants to give you the strength to stay in the battle. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to lift your hands. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see strong callings here. I see a lot of love here. And he needs you. It's kind of strange to think sometimes, isn't it, that Jesus needs you? Because he has to have a mouthpiece on this earth. So we can all become a vessel of honor that he can flow through. He loves you. So you ready? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you for him. I thank you that he'll complete the highest mark of his call. You can touch him and heal him in places he needs. Take a deep breath, son. Jesus, release your glory in him and bring him over. Give him more.